Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, episode 355, coming out later this morning. So I feel like we're kind of getting a Mitch Levy exclusive right now.
I'm just the exclusive that you get is that I love watching your guys' faces when you hear the little thing that comes out of the break, like, let's spray her with water. And this is our. I watch you guys specifically.
Oh.
And you guys smile every time. It's almost as are you hearing that for the first time, or is that
sometimes? Yes.
Yes, I look at you guys' face, and Taryn was smiling over the "This is our year," and yeah. What? By the way,
I didn't
this
age
is
well,
our
Mitch.
Year for what? What is this our year for, Taryn? Tell me.
Disappointment. Please.
You know what? All things considered, I'm so excited that we had so much hope. I'm so excited that we had a year of that level of excitement. It was not obviously the ending that any of us were expecting last night for our Seattle Mariners, but I still have to be so proud of the season that those guys gave us.
Okay. How do I break this to Taryn? How do I break this to Mary Tyler Moore over there? There's time for that. This isn't the time for that. Okay? It's time to sulk. It's time to be angry. It's time to be mad. It's time to be sad. These people like you, Taryn, that are like at the snap of a fingers the next morning appreciating what we went through, you guys got to go away for about a week and a half. I need time to sulk, all right? I just need time to pout. Don't be giving me how great this ride was the morning after that. Please.
It was so bad.
Dude, that was like me last night. My wife sees me sitting on the couch and I'm just like, oh. She's like, so the Mariners lost? I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh, that's a bummer. And I'm like, I can't. And I don't want to have this conversation right now. Because I can tell she didn't care. And it was like as if they lost like game three of the season. She didn't care.
And Taryn would have been in the other couch saying, but it was a great year. It was fun. We had a great time.
Mitch, I can tell you I was not saying that last night. I was saying a lot of expletives. I'm just trying to, introduce some positivity this morning.
No, too early. Too soon, Taryn. Too soon for positive. No positivity. This is a morning to rake Dan Wilson over the coals, to be pissed off that it was freaking George Springer of all people. George Springer. I mean, if I could write a list of all the players in all of Major League Baseball, most preferred to least preferred to be hit that home run, George Springer would have been at the very bottom of the list of all the people to hit the freaking home run. That dude. And I got Taryn in my ear. I got up for Taryn in my ear to be telling me, but it was so fun, Mitch. It was so great. I'm so appreciative. No, we're not appreciating anything this morning.
Okay. Understood.
What we're doing this morning is we're wondering, why was Bizzardo the guy that Dan Wilson went to? What we're doing this morning is we're asking, like we do on episode 355 that'll be out Where's my bell? I don't know where. Oh, that will be out at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Tough. You know, it's on mornings like these, and we've just put ourselves through such misery as sports fans, especially in Seattle. But you ask yourself, if you're going to lose a game, you don't want to lose it. I mean, that was excruciating. I went into the game thinking that the Blue Jays were the overwhelming favorite to win the game, that everything would have to go almost perfect for the Mariners to win Game 7 in that building after they looked on Game 6. And I don't want that to even go away. I'm still mad about Game 6, the way they played Game 6 the previous night. But, you know, they reel you in. 1-0, 1-2-1, 3-1. And it's getting later, and it's getting later, and you're getting close to your bullpen, you're getting close to Munoz, and you're getting close to the guys that are going to close it out and send you to your first ever World Series. And then just a series of events that will be discussed for a long time in kitchens where Taryn isn't involved, okay? She'll be over there saying how appreciative she is. But, yeah, Dan Wilson's decisions are going to be discussed for a long time, and you know, who knows when the next time the Mariners will be in that position to go to the World Series.
Well, next year, of course, Mitch.
Next year is our year.
Do you think that they should have walked Springer? Do you think they should have brought Munoz in? Like, I keep seeing everybody's on social media now demanding he's fired. And I'm like, okay, I don't think Dan Wilson should be fired for this. But, like, what do you think he should have done in that situation?
Well, we could talk about it after the song because I was hoping the song was going to save me.
Okay.
Earlier, but no, we could we can chat about it. There's just a lot of facets to that. I think that there's an old baseball rule, you've probably heard it. I don't know if it's legitimate anymore, but we used to always say it as a kid. You never walk intentionally the go ahead run. There were two guys. You asked a couple questions. The first question you asked is, do you walk Springer there? Well, it's second and third, and you're up 3-1. And what you're doing is you're putting the go-ahead run on intentionally.
Right.
They used to say you don't do that, especially if it's the leadoff guy, and now you got to deal with the number two and the number three guy, which means Vladimir Guerrero is on deck. I can understand why they didn't put Springer on. I would not have put Springer on. To me, the mistakes that Dan made there, and look, I'm not going to sit here and say Dan Wilson cost them the American League Championship Series. I mean, they could have won it a whole bunch of different. We can go through a lot of things that cost them. While Taryn is being appreciative, we can go through a lot of things that cost them the American League Championship Series. This is just one thing in the final game. I'll tell you after the song what I would have done. I think a lot of people have different opinions. Andrés Muñoz, I think there's some explanation of why he didn't go to Andrés Muñoz in that spot. But we can talk about it more.
Episode number 355 of Mitch Unfiltered out later this morning. We will have more with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
episode number 355 of Mitch Unfiltered, due out later this morning, maybe around 11-ish. And we are catching up this morning with the host, Mitch Levy. Mitch, I feel like we got a lot of our Mariners stuff off of our chest. Do we move on to the Seahawks and the fact that we beat the Texans last night at home?
He left us waiting so we could find out what he would do in the situation last night.
Yes. Speaking of waiting, I pushed off the release of episode 355 to 11 a.m. so that I could be with Mary Tyler Moore this morning and hear how appreciative we should all be for the Mariners
Grateful.
Run. What do you want to do? You want to do Seahawks? You want to, or you want my thought on the pick? Look, the consensus is in a game of that magnitude, when the top of the order comes up, as great as Bizzardo is, and I got to say, before we go any step further, Bizzardo has been a freaking hero. I'm going to give you a little bit of Taren here. I'll have a little bit of Mary Tyler Moore.
It's
Bizzardo,
infectious.
The guy who gave up the home run. I mean, they don't win the Tiger Series without Bizzardo. He has been phenomenal. So I can understand why Dan went to Bizzardo instead of Munoz. Remember, it's the seventh inning. Munoz is not used to pitching in the seventh inning. He pitches in the ninth, sometimes the eighth. Almost never, in fact, probably never the seventh, but this is game seven, and everybody said, look, when they get to a point where they're in jeopardy and the top of their lineup is up like it was in the seventh, you got to go to Munoz. You got to go to Munoz right there. Let him pitch the seventh and maybe the eighth and bring somebody back in for the ninth. Maybe it's Brash or somebody. So the consensus is why not Munoz there? I tend to have a bigger kind of holistic view of what I dislike about the way they handled and the way everybody's handling pitching in the postseason. And Dan, what have we been told for years and years and years and years that the Mariners have an advantage with if they ever were to get to this spot? What are they going to have an advantage with? Everybody told us starting pitching. Yep. If the Mariners can get to this position, they've got such depth and such great young pitchers. Maybe they don't have the best pitcher in the league like Skubal, but they've got such great interchangeable pitchers that can be dynamic and pitch late into games that they are going to be so hard to beat in a series. That's what we've been told, right, for years and years and years. And then you get to this point, and A, our starters pitch poorly for the most part, and B, we're coming up with game plans, and so is everybody else, except if you have Skubal. But we're coming up with game plans to get George Kirby out of the game in the fourth inning or in the fifth inning. I mean, the game plan going in is, can Kirby get through the batting order twice, the lineup twice, and then we'll get him out of there and we'll get into the wait a second. I thought that we have this depth in starting pitching that will allow these guys to be a bonus for us, right? So my look of the whole thing was, here was George Kirby, gave up a run in the first. There were guys on base. There was traffic. But he was settling in. He was doing all right. He was okay. And so he gets to the fourth inning. He pitches the fourth inning. And this whole game plan of, we got to get to the bullpen, let's get him out of there, I have a problem with. I would have started George Kirby in the fifth. And if he had gotten into trouble in the fifth, then I would have brought him out. But you start George Kirby in the fifth, he might go 1-2-3 in the fifth. And now he's pitched five. I'm getting to your answer to your question, Migs. If Kirby pitches the fifth, then everything is pushed back an inning. And now Brian Wu, instead of pitching the fifth and sixth and into the seventh, he's pitching the sixth, the seventh, and into the eighth. And now everything is shifted one inning more. I think my overall biggest problem is this whole notion that our starters can only go four innings and twice through the lineup when they should be doing a lot more. They should be pitching five and six innings. And then let's get, you know, the seventh for Brash, the eighth for whoever, Bizzardo, the ninth or Spire, and then the ninth for Munoz. So it's, to me, it's more of a starting thing, a starting philosophy, than it is whether they should have brought Munoz in or not. Now, the other thought for your listeners about why he didn't bring Munoz in, although he wouldn't say this, that I have been told by a number of people, and there's a thought around the Mariners that Munoz is a creature of habit, and he is uncomfortable not knowing when he's going in. He's a guy who likes to know I'm a ninth inning guy, maybe an eighth inning guy. And putting him in that situation in the seventh might have been kind of a fish out of water thing. And I'll point out to you that something you don't need me to point out, which is when he did come in, and maybe this doesn't mean anything to anybody, he got hammered. I mean, he was riding on the fence from the moment he got in there. They were hitting the ball really hard. He didn't give any runs up, but who's to say?
It got hairy for a second, yeah.
Yeah, who's to say that if he comes in the seventh, they don't get those two or three runs anyway? So that was a long-winded answer, and we should all be appreciative.
We should be. Next year is our year, Mitch.
Next year is our year.
So it's Mary Tyler Moore. I'm 51. I barely old enough to remember the reruns of Mary Tyler Moore. So I'm fairly sure unless Taryn was heavily influenced by her husband, Brad, she has no idea who Mary Tyler Moore is.
I used to watch a lot of Mary Tyler Moore show reruns back in the day. I Love Lucy. I'm hip to the olden days.
Let me just say, Taryn, you know, Taryn, you've got spunk. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Mr. Grant. I hate spunk.
Feels very relatable.
But the Seahawks won.
That was nice.
That was a good win. They finally want to get, yes. Did you have questions or did we not want to, do we not even want to go there with the Seahawks? Are we not?
It was, I mean, I kind of watched for a little bit, Mitch, but I tucked myself in and went to bed. I was so defeated last night. But I mean, I woke up and checked the score and I had a feeling we were going to win and we won. So that was very exciting.
Very nice. 27-19 in a game, by the way, that should have been a 5-touchdown blowout. I think anybody watching that would agree with that. I mean, they turned the ball over 4 times. They did so many self-inflicted things offensively to leave the Texans in that game. The way the defense played again a couple of weeks in a row now since the Tampa Bay disaster. Defense is high-flying, getting healthy again. If the offense can just not make the mistakes that it made last night, they win that game going away. Yeah. I think I'll just end with this. I know that I'm getting the rap sign, but I'll end with this. The Seahawks are showing flashes of a team that could be a real contender at the end, although they're also showing flashes of what keeps you from being a contender at the end. So let's see how this goes. They're in a great spot 5-2-wise, record-wise, but let's just see whether they can start limiting the mistakes, get these guys back on defense, even though they were great on defense. I think that there's a chance. I think there's a chance where this team could have a really good opportunity at the end in the NFC playoffs. We'll see.
And then break our hearts just like the Mariners did.
Don't put that into the universe, Steve.
And then we'll appreciate all that they've done for us.
So much appreciation.
In the playoffs. We'll have a lot of appreciation. Yes.
And Mitch, we appreciate you. People can give you a follow on X. The handle is @Mitch_Seattle. And episode 355 of Mitch Unfiltered will be out later this morning.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mitch.
See you, Mitch.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.